We're holding a Siman Tefillin test. Sif Dalid. Mishaburo Sif Katan Lama test. So we're going to the lochas now of the Kalim, which we use for making the matzah. So the Kalim, after you finish with them, you have to wash them out. You should scrape them and then wash them. And Yom Tov, you can do it out through it. Have an Ani Yehudi do that. If that's not going to work, so we said you put it, you dump the whole keli into cold water, or you stick it into the tanner, and it'll cause any dough which is there to bake, and mela won't become chametz. A rebus, which you can use for something else, you can wash. Okay, we want the reba which we use for the kneading process. The Ramos says you should be careful that the reba shouldn't have any crevices in it, shouldn't have any gumas, like depressions in it. We don't, which would potentially hold chametz in there, hold dough in there, which will become chametz, and it's impossible to get it out. So the Mishabura, Shal Yiyaboshim Guma. I feel all svasically, even on, not only on the depth of the kli where you're kneading, but even on the rim, shalosh by which you're doing the lisha in. We want it to be lo yia by tzedek. We do not want the crack to be in there. Okay, because we're worried that sometimes dough, as you're moving it around, some dough gets cut on the top. Mizrak shenistik b'sosay. So in a case where it did get a crack on the edge, so what can you do? So the eitz is kosel pesukim, the tzarich laharchiv asedik, ulagar dar yofa. You widen the crack, and now once you widen it out, so you can file it down. Ulahagil, and then you do hagol on the kli. Release them hastokim, and you close up the sedik again. And then you file, sand it, that it should all be a smooth surface. Alternatively, you can make the sedek so wide that it's a finger breadth wide, which allow your hands to get in there. You can't put a copper piece of metal with nail it in over it, because chometz will get under where it's nailed down. Only so if you would melt it on, you weld it on to the point that it's totally melted together, so the chometz can't get inside there. Gam b'mar de shirudin by hamatzis lo yeba sedek or charitz. I'm not thinking of the name right now. The utensil used to take the matzahs out of the oven, or put the matzahs into the oven. There shouldn't be any sedek or charitz. There shouldn't be any cracks or depressions. The table that you're doing the work on, that you first shape them and then you roll them, it has to be totally smooth. If there are holes there in it, you'd have to fill them up. Because if you don't, dough will get in there and that dough will become chametz. So some people, because of this, they put down, instead of doing it directly on the table, they do it on a piece of cloth. That doesn't make sense either. The dough gets into the little holes of the weave. Unless you keep changing the material every 18 minutes, sheer milk. and Amoel Gamkin, they turn it over to the other side. That doesn't work either, because the chametz will push through from one side to the other, like the Shaar HaTzion points out in an Aleph. Therefore, it's much better to do it on a smooth board. Okay. People which are careful, but they cover the table, which is usually made out of wood, with a smooth piece of metal or a smooth stone. Gam yesh shemagalglin bevelger helzer shesubim betasha mateches abishal schuches. The vulgar helzer is the rolling pin. Okay, so the rolling pin, they made one either, even though they're normally made out of wood, they would use one which is covered with metal, so it's smooth metal. Or they would use one made out of glass, so that there's no place for the, there's no cracks in it. As opposed to a piece of wood, there are cracks and crevices in it, so we don't do that. We still don't want to stay away from that. Now, what he said before, some people do not want to do it on the tables, they want to do it on cloth, and he doesn't like that idea unless you exchange it. So you go to some matzah bakeries, what they do is they actually they do it on paper. And they have a big roll of paper which they are able to keep turning, and every 18 minutes they take off the paper which is there and they roll in long sheet of paper, and they work on that, and then when they finish 18 minutes they just roll it onto the other roller and take it away. Okay, keses tsemer, you do not want to put the container on a woolen pillow, because that definitely contains a certain amount of heat in it. Even if it's just a flat baguette of tzemer, it helps create some type of heat, and we don't want to do that. Even that you shouldn't do, as opposed to a pillow of tzemer is even warmer. Okay, sif hay in the Shulchan Aruch, sif hay. We said you shouldn't do it in the sun. If you did it, the bread is mutter. Even if the person was aware they should not do it there, and he did it there anyway, we do not give him a kenas and make the dough asur. Now, however, Maskanos Achronim, Achronim come along and they say that they raise some questions where the Shulchan Aruch presents it. And they say the following: if it sat in the sun long enough that the sun warmed the dough, so that already means we're saying the sun is having some effect on the dough, warming it. So we have to choshesh that maybe it affected and caused it to be machmitz. So therefore, we in that situation we asher the dough or asher the bread. Who are then belosh samach latanur hamavur v'sefal? The same thing in the case where a person would do it near the oven, which the heat of the oven would affect it. If it was close enough that long enough that the heat of the oven affected it, then you can't use that though. Okay. Vav ima isa raka. If the person made the dough too watery, and if it's too thin, okay, so lo yosef bakemach, you can't add more flour, because you're afraid the flour you add in, since it's not going directly into water, it's going into other dough, it doesn't mix in well. So that's going to be a situation where that flour will get wet enough that it could become chametz, and but not mixed in well enough that it's going to be absorbed into the in well, and won't be baked well. Okay, so what should you do? You make a separate dough, a small one. megibul kasha of a very, very thick kneading, which means that you put very little water in. And then we have any ma'isa raka. Then so that's already all of the flour which is there has become part of this dough. So now dough to dough doesn't bother us. We're worried about some flour won't mix in. We try to mix it in into the dough. Flour won't mix in well. And then you see a flour over there which didn't become part of the dough. It's not going to bake. And then later on, if it gets wet, it's going to become chametz. But if it's dough is going to bake. So you take a thicker dough, small thicker dough, and you mix it into the larger, thinner dough, and together they become an even consistency. And you mix it together with the loose dough. The law is when you do the matzah, they should not be near where the flour is. Because if you don't do that, so a certain amount of kemach will get onto the outside of the matzahs. And then when you put, then later on when the matzahs come in contact with water. There's no, they're not. They're not being careful on your brooks. But that flour, which had landed on the outside of the matzah, had never been baked, that flour will become chametz. Therefore, we want you to keep the flour far away from where the matzahs are. I remember once I went to visit the Satmar Matzah Bakery, and so they mill, they bring the wheat as kernels of wheat in big sacks, and they mill they make the flour themselves. They do that in a separate building. They don't even do it in the same building because otherwise they're afraid you'd have matzah, you have kemach in the air which will land on the matzahs. This halacha. Okay, mishavrus cut men beis lo yosef kemach. Do not add more flour into this thin dough. That which you add in does not mix in well. Some will remain distinct. They're still intact inside of these. There'll be some flour which is still intact as flour. It did not become part of the dough. Maybe that will not bake well. Later on when you're, some of it will fall from there onto a liquid and will become chametz. So what do you do? You make a small thicker dough. You mix the two together. Somebody else should do that. We say the law is, you must continue to work the dough. So now he has the thinner dough. He has the thicker dough. So he's like kneading each one half for each. That's not going to work well. It will not mix well. It will not be worked out well. And that which you say by working it, you stop the chimutz process. Only if there's vigorous work taking place. Not if there's minimal work taking place. To leave it without any work at all, that's not chachila.
Definitely not the chachila. You're not supposed to leave even the rega echad. You're not supposed to leave without work the chachila. But b'di'evad, if one person did both, it would be mut. We are venus. You make the thicker dough and you mix it in. If that's not an option, and making a separate thicker dough and then mix a smaller thicker dough and mix it in with a larger thinner dough, it's not an option. It doesn't have enough extra flour, let's say, to make an isa. We're not going to ask for b'di'evid if you add more flour into the dough. Rakis Oshal Yitzin Oysan B'matzis Oysan Amatzis B'davrelach. But that situation, a person should, afterwards we care, be makbid on what we call gebroks or shruya. Don't let that matzah come in contact with liquid. Okay. So here's your riddle. Where is this an area where even a litvak has to be makbid on gebroks? Right? So here's the case, the Mishnah Berurah says, a case where you had to mix in flour, okay, another option. We're afraid that flour did not mix in well, there's some silk particles which are separate from the dough. If you then take this item, which is now baked, and put it into water or liquid, or contact with liquid, that will become, potentially become comates, so you can't put it in your davrelach. It fell into a dish that you're making. So there's liquid in there. So now we say, oy vey, there's liquid in there. So now it potentially became chametz. It's kimer chayim lahat. They said, no, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Shrein yodua bevadash edishar beisu kebach, man. First of all, we don't know if there was any dough which did not mix in well. Like, we don't know that. Vavim nishar, and even if there is some dough which didn't mix in well and it's sitting there, excuse me, not dough. If there is some flour which does not mix in well and is sitting there, after nefa b'nikla yafa, maybe it was baked to such an extent that it, even when you add water to it, it won't rise. So you have a smeka. Nikla is burnt, like charring. After every dough that you make, you have to remove the crumbs. Okay. You keep the matzahs away from the flour. Mea kemach. Keep them separate away. Therefore, the person who measures out the flour, because they make matzahs based on a measured amount. They know exactly how much they add of the flour and of the water. So the person is measuring the flour. He can't come near where everybody else is working until he removes the flour from his clothing and his hands. You can't have a situation where, excuse the pun, that one person is double dipping and doing both jobs. The way we have it right now, we have three people involved in the first step of the making of the dough. We have the flour measurer and pourer. We have the water measurer and pourer. And we have So you have the flour measurer and pourer, you have the water measurer and pourer, and you have the guy who mixes. So I want to stream on the process. I'll have the guy pour the flour and then run to the other side and pour the water. Yeah, but he's got flour on him. So that flour, it will get into the mix with the water and we're in trouble. The water will get onto his hands and will affect the flour which is there. So they can't switch role, or one person do both. The person who measures the flour can't pour the water, and vice versa.
What street?
I'm sorry? Yeah. Each person has to stay by his job. Zogt the Mechaber Simen Tov Samach Dinei Matzah Samitzah. Okay. Zogt the Shulchan Aruch. Ein Loshen Matzah Samitzah Loifin Asa Ayre Eni Hudi Loayre Cherish Shorta Bekata. We can't have the person mix the dough or bake the dough the person is a non-Jew or it's a cheresh to become. This was the phase. Harosh, Hay Mishtal be Matzah's Mitzvah. The Rosh was very involved in the process of making Matzah's Mitzvah. He would be present while this being made. And he would encourage the people which are working that they should work quickly. Okay. He would help them as they made the, they would arrange the dough. It's probably every person who has ability, the opportunity, should be involved in himself in the actual process making the matzah. Now, what's the problem with the goy? So the problem isn't that it's going to become chametz, that the goy will allow it to become chametz, because the Yisrael is there watching what he's doing. Right? We said even so, you can't have the goy do it. You can't have the goy do it, even under those circumstances. So the question is, so what's the problem? The problem is halacha of the shema. The yoyis matzot have to be made the shema. And we assume in general, the more says in Kitten in the second parak, like Sivus Aget, that a goy doesn't make, that is an option, obviously doesn't do it as directed. So he's not doing it lishma. So you can't rely on him that he does it lishma. And therefore, you don't have matzahs which can be the mitzvah of the Seder bite. Now, what it means according to that, but the matzahs which you don't eat by the Seder, which do not require, that should be lishma. They just require, they shouldn't be chametz. So the Yisrael is there and watching the process, making sure that there's not, no opportunity for it to become chametz. The Chara Goy can do the work. Just can't you do it for the matzahs which you need for the Seder. Now he says that this process starts Peshas Lisha. You can't have the person arranging, you know, the process of patting it down and then rolling it out. Can't be done by a goy. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch mentioned Lisha and Afia, the original kneading process, which means when you combine the water and the flour together. He mentioned the baking process, which is all the way at the end. And the Mishnah Berurah adds the aricha, which is the what's done in the middle, after you made it into a dough, so you get it to be looking like a matzah, although that is all part of the aricha process. So the goy can't do that either. Linyan nikur shemanakrin hamatzahs, that which we put holes in our matzahs, we find that you put holes in the matzahs rise less, because each place where the hole goes through the matzah, sort of like pins the dough down, it shouldn't rise. The nature of these type of things, you puncture it through, it makes like a place where the top and the bottom seal together when you push through. So now the two sides are sort of like folded into each other, and it doesn't rise so easily. That's nikur. We pass in a matzah without nikur, it's chometz, we don't need it. If you open up your box of matzah, and you find that they missed the matzah. So first it means the guy who put the holes in missed it, the guy who put it into the oven missed it, and the guy who, the Mashiach, who oversees the matzah before they go into the box missed it. So it's not mistavri, you should get it, but if you do get it, you can't eat it. So that nikur, l'chara, is part of the process. So the Mishnah Berurah, Torah is the chachilah shel lasas al yedei ayodam, then you matzah, you should not have a goy being do that either, by matzah shel mitzvah, the matzahs were used for the mitzvah, the night of the Seder. Either through a goy or a chereshet of a katan. V'yeshem akilim, but say after chachila lasis and come ayadei katan. Okay, gav that having a katan do the holes is not such a problem because it's not luckily the actual part of making the dough. Kibush shagam gadolim oim demagav and the gadol is there. Ayadei zayu harbe oizum lemaher lava inyan asiyosim. So we have two concurrent concerns. We have one a cheshash of chometz that maybe the person will be not as diligent as necessary. Will not do it with the alacrity which is required. The cotton or the goy, whatever it is.
And for that, the solution is the Yisrael oversees the process. The old Agadol makes sure that that's not true. You have a second issue of Lishma, lacking of Lishma. So that needs active Lishma. Since it needs active Lishma, you can't have a goy to it. Matzah's mitzvah. We do not need that it should be overseen for the purpose of mitzvah, of the shem mitzvah, the shem mitzvah. Okay. Rakshi Zoshalo Yibohem Chashash Kimitz. We have to know that we don't need lishem mitzvah. We just need it shouldn't be chometz. You know there's not chometz. You oversaw the process to make sure there's no chometz. Murtalah says, therefore I can have a goy to the word as long as Israel is there watching, making sure nothing's going wrong. So the chashash of chimutz we can take care of. The other problem is lishma, that's more complicated.
Where does lishma come from? For here, for tzitzis? Are you making tzitzis? I mean, it's not the mitzvah, it's preparing the objects for the mitzvah.
Correct.
It's not like shlichus. It's not like shlichus at all. It's not a shlich for a mitzvah because you're not doing a mitzvah.
Right. So we find that the din of lishma applies to
lots of things.
To making the parchment for stam, mm-hmm. Right? It applies to making tzitzis. It applies to
tefillin, painting tefillin,
painting the tefillin. Right. There's a din of lishma. By get because of law, Lishma is a fair shaposik. Because of law, he must do it. So some of them are learned from there, and they're the raises. Lishma is the raisa. The Gemara learns in Psachim in the second parak that there's a din of Lishma by matzah, when you make the matzah from a posik. And right now, the exact posik is escaping me. Bear with me 1 second.
So for each of these things, there's a.
There's not
somewhere.
Some of them are not a pasuk.
Or you could learn it from the get somehow that it applies to, in general.
Most of the places where lishma comes up in halacha is a case where you're defining an item. Mm-hmm. You're creating an item, so you have to create that item. It has to be defined. Its function is a mitzvah function. So that's what the idea of they want to write a get. I want to create tefillin and mezuzahs. I want to create tzitzis. I want to create matzah. One place where it comes up also is shchita lishma by karbonis. But the Tosis in the Zochum and Beis and Beis says the pshat is that through the ma'aseh shchita you're taking this into a level, making it into a korban. So you're also creating. If you turn a page, it takes another.
So sukkah, the Jew has to put the goy puts the schach on.
So
you can use it.
We pass in sukkah's ganvach as kosher because ikur is letzel and the ma'isa it's there letzel. As long as he puts it up with shame tzel, but if he put up there not with shame tzel, it's like a posel because right. It doesn't get a shame sichuch because it wasn't there for the purpose of tzel. Here it is. Ushmartem. That's a matzah. Matzah, Mishmer, it's a shame matzah. Oberlo Shmer, the shame matzah. Koshimer Shatzah, Mishamar, Shlotachmas, he's common, the shame matzah shal mitzah. Ushmartem is a matzah. There's a requirement that you should do it with intent to make it into matzahs.
Ushmartem.
The Bresh is a different posik. She was him with matzah. So chela matzah and chela. No, that's the drasha. Rav Shwartz was a matzah. And lamed chesam abeis. Okay. Now, but so the rest of the matzahs over Pesach do not require that. Achizok kadoshim hein. Nogalatzas shimer l'shem matzah b'chol matzahs. There's a minig that we do shimer l'shem matzah and all the matzahs that we use, even the matzahs of other days. Okay. Now, Kedisa Simon Tafai and Zion, that we generally use matzah, which is Meshur Melashay Matzah. Kain Kosu Achrenim Vayim Mashik Sabdon Lekameh. So as we go along over here, we're going to talk about this more. Now, there's a long beer loch over here. A little bit touches back on what we said before. We discussed, you need Shimon Lashay Matzah. If you call back to Tuflon Gimel, we brought three sheetahs. What does that mean? In Tuflon Gimel Sif Dalad, we brought Chitim Shetze Behen Matzah's Mitzah. It's Toiv L'Shamer Shlo Yipel Olei Mayim Mishas Ksira. It's preferred Shmur Mishas Ksira. Ulapachos Mishas Tchina. At least Shmur from the time when you made it into flour. Mishas Hatchak, you could buy Kemach in a Shuk. Which means Shmur Mishas Lisha. That was the three sheetahs which we had before in Tafon Gimel Sif Dalet. Okay? So, is the din of Shmur L'Shem Matzah equal in all of these three times? So, the Bir Lacha Reis brings over from the Taz, that's not. Because, in other words, in the Ksira process and in the Tchina process, you're not making matzahs yet. You're just making sure that it's not chometz. So as long as there's Yisrael there making sure that it's not chometz, you're fine. So the goy can do the actual reaping. The miller who grinds the flour can be a goy. He runs the millstone. As long as the Yisrael is watching, making sure that there's no... But once you start the leisure process, you're making a matzah. That needs that the Yisrael should be doing. You need an active lishma of the Yisrael involved. So there's... that you need Shmur L'Shem Matzah already earlier, but that's a passive Shmur L'Shem Matzah. This is, you need an active Shmur L'Shem Matzah from Lisha Ve'elech. That's what the Taz is Mechadish. So that's the Bir Lacha starts off with that Taz, and he goes through a long arichas whether we agree or disagree with this difference that the Taz makes, and he also discusses if this halacha of Shimon L'Shem Matzah is this a din d'oraisa or is it din d'rabbanan? In other words, is the drasha shvartim as a matzah? Is that a esmachta or is that a drasha gemura? He brings the Pichadosh holds it's d'oraisa, the Chakyakiv and the Bach holds it's d'rabbanan. So it's a din whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan or not. Fine. Does Mishabura Vaitra Ayade and Yehudi? I have Mishabura quotes up here. Ayade and Yehudi, Metam Dixiv Shatam as a Matzis. The reason why is because the Torah says Shatam as a Matzis, and Masham is the Shmira Shanim Shamar the Shape Shal Tachmitz. Excuse me, Shmira Shatom Shamar Shal Tachmitz, the Shmira that you're overseeing it to prevent it from coming Chomitz. He's kam on the Shem Matzah Shal Mitzah. You should have kavana the Shem Matzah Shal Mitzah. Menachri v'cherishat v'katan laben eshimer ninu. They do not have the focus of lishma. Hiskimu harbeach poskim. The poskim take it a step by and say. So the Gemara in Gittin discusses a concept called Yisrael Armel Al Gabov. That when a goy is doing it and the Yisrael is overseeing it, is that called that makes it the Yisrael saying, "Think lishma, Mr. Goy. Think lishma, Mr. Goy." Is that the goy says, "Yes, sir"? Is that called lishma or not?
It's not
maisa kofla. Or, so how do we deal with that? Al Shem Matzis Mitzvah Gamkin LaMahani. When a yotzei yedechavos, I feel a bit yavin. So these pasim hold, this is going to be ma'akev Urban al gabov doesn't work. Some say that it is sufficient for the Israel to be Urban al gabov and tell the guy, think the Shematzah is a mitzvah and it'll work. Why? Does it mean that the Israel will cover? He's doing it following the thought process of the Jew. He's working for the Jew. Sir, whatever you say. You say, jump by jump. You say, think. I think whatever you want, I'm doing it for you. So I'm doing it for whatever you want. You want it for Matzah Mitzah, that's good enough. Okay. Because of Bachman, Rumble Yeshis Machalayu, Kashi Yavshab and Yanak. If you have no other option or any other Matzahs, you can rely on this opinion which says that works. If the Jew will be involved in the process a little bit also, that'd be much better. Because then we could say he's doing an act of Maisa of Lishmo. And there's a concept in Halacha that once it's done Lishmo, so everything else is like a Nimshach after that first Maisa. It's much better to have a Jewish Chersha the Bekatan over a non-Jew. And the reason the Gemara says in Gittin that a goy that does it, that did the nafshe. He likes to be independent. Don't tell him what to do. I'm doing the way I want to do. Chesh al dekatan, you say, you know, you tell him, he listens. So they're doing it al das the gadol. The dal da filo das a mekilim v'emel agabon. Even the shita which allows the yisrael to emel agabon, and that's sufficient. Lo yistabek v'mash armer lo pamachas kedem arsiya shechavon l'shem matzis mitzvah. It's not enough to say it once. You can't remind him. They shouldn't get distracted. So that starts already from Lishon onwards. What about Pashas Tchina? So that was that first Taz I told you about, that maybe Tchina is different. So one of the issues they have nowadays is if you halacha sometimes equates a non-Shomer Shabbos Jew to a goy. So if I can't have a goy doing the work, can I have a non-Shomer Shabbos Jew doing the work? So some of the matzah makers, they hire like Russian women and something like that to do the work. Nice and strong, they do a good job, etc. But the problem is, maybe, who said they're Shomer Shabbos? So you'll find some of the matzah bakeries will put on their box, Nasarach HaYadei Shomer Shabbos. That's what they're advertising, that they only use Shomer Shabbos. That's the reason why they're advertising, is because there's a law. You can't have a goy. If you give a non-Shomer Shabbos and then like a goy, you're going to have the problem. That's where that comes. Okay, we're holding Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Dalad. Just mark that down, because we're one Sivkatan off of finishing the Sif. A little behind, and